Howdy, folks. Welcome back to the Construction Cowboy Show. And today's episode is, how do you scale a construction company or business and any other business without losing your boots? I'm your host, Jeff Williams. Today, we're talking about something every contractor or business owner dreams about, and that's growth. More jobs, more crews, more revenue. That's kind of the thought, right? For your growth. But here's the truth. Nobody talks about. If you don't scale it, it means you will stay small forever. Not being harsh or difficult saying that, but that's just about the truth. Scaling a construction business or any business the wrong way will break you faster than staying small. So today I'm giving you the better answer or the actual truth to how to scale. How do you scale a construction business without losing control, culture, or your sanity? So let's get started. Scaling is not more work. Most contractors think scaling means getting more jobs, buying more trucks, hiring more guys or more crews. Just bigger headaches is all that comes along. That's not scaling. That's multiplying chaos. Real scaling means this. Can your company handle more volume without you working more hours? If everything still runs through you, if every estimate needs your approval, if every problem waits on your phone to ring, you don't have a scalable business. You have a job with overhead. So there's about six different fundamentals or foundational things of scaling, and I'm going to run down them. Systems, number one, before sales. Again, I'll say that again. Systems before sales. Contractors love chasing work, but if you double your revenue without systems, you double your mistakes. You need a documented estimating process. You need a clear job handoff process, a defined purchasing system, weekly production meetings, a financial dashboard. If it lives in your head, it can't be scaled. If it lives on paper, it can grow. Number two. Right people with the right seats and setting in the right place in your company. Cannot scale with warm bodies. You scale with leaders. So build leaders. As you grow, your role must shift from the technician swinging the hammer to a manager, from the manager to a leader, and then from the leader to a visionary. At some point, you stop swinging the hammer and start building the organization by hiring a strong PM before you feel ready. Or a field superintendent who owns production, an admin who protects your time. Scaling is delegation with standards. Number three, know your numbers like a banker. Growth without margins is suicide. Before you scale, you need to know your true overhead percentage, your break-even revenue, your job costing accuracy, your cash flow runaway. To land bigger jobs, but finance them with their own cash. So again, contractors are traditionally, when they go out and land bigger jobs, they finance with their own cash, which that's not growth. That's risk dressed up as success. Number four, standardize what you sell. Standardize what you sell. That means is faster scaling construction companies that are really good at scaling don't sell everything. They specialize one product type, one client type, or one project lane. When you narrow the focus, you increase efficiency. Efficiency increases margin, non-market margin. Margins fuel growth. Trying to build custom homes, multifamilies, remodels, light commercial, pole barns, and anything else all at once is not scaling. It's scattering. What breaks, number five, what breaks during scaling? Here's what usually collapses first. Communication, culture, if you have any, cash flow. When crews multiply, communication fractures. Say that again. When crews multiply, communication fractures. When leadership gets thin, culture erodes because you can't keep that enthusiasm going. When payroll grows faster than billing cycles, cash flow tightens, makes it difficult. Going to scale must over-communicate vision, protect your core values, enforce your core values, forecast cash weekly. Growth magnifies who you are. If your foundation is cracked, Scaling exposes it. Number 6, mindset shift. Scaling is not about ego, it's about structure. It requires discipline, it requires patience, and it requires letting go of control. Some contractors don't actually want to scale. They want validation. Be honest with yourself. Do you want a bigger business or a better lifestyle? Let me ask that again. Do you want a bigger business or a better lifestyle? Because they are not automatically the same thing. Build intentionally. So in closing, if you want to scale your construction business or any business, remember these key things. Systems first, people second, numbers always third, focus narrow on the fourth, and grow on purpose. Because in this industry, it's easy to get bigger, it's hard to get better. And around here, we build better. Until next time, build it strong, build it smart, and never let growth outrun your grit. Again, this is the Construction Cowboy Show with Jeff Williams, and we'll see you on the next ride. Happy trails to you until we meet again. Bye for now.